Isabel sat in the grass near the cove she had christened Treacherous and seethed. She hated this, the fact that your dirty washing had to be everybody else's business. She hated the fact that Ralph and Bluey had to know. They'd probably spent the whole trip out discussing her most private shame and Lord knew what else. That Tom could ship the doctor out against her explicit wishes felt like a betrayal. She sat watching the water, how the breeze fluffed up the waves, which had been so smooth and curled earlier in the day.
Oh, Daddy, get us a dog, will you?
I don't think there's ever been MD like you. You could wheedle the twist out a flaming corkscrew. And you could do half my neck, I don't want a hug. All right, that's enough. I'll get you a dog.
Oh, Daddy, a dog, a dog.
Rena the Cleaner. You might find the nickname, the play on words, a little humorous. Rena does not. There is very little that Rena finds funny. In fact, local legend has it that she has not smiled for over a decade. Rena is a grandmother, 42 years of age, from the east end of Glasgow. One of her daughters is a junkie. Her youngest has just had a child and has also recently become a cleaner, like her mother. Rena hates customers and children. Rena hates her fellow workers. Mary stomped up the path to her cottage. Her normally placid features were flushed with anger. How could he talk to her like that? After all, she'd only put on her left indicator instead of her right. This right and left business was a problem for her. In the heat of the moment, she kept getting muddled. But Arthur didn't have to go so over the top about it. Mary put the kettle on. With trembling hands, she put the tea bags in the pot, three of them, because she couldn't wait to let it brew. She carried her cup into the lounge and sat down. She thought back over the last few weeks. Then she freed him out that dungeon, and he took her home. He left her at the castle gate and he went in to get her a goon. Once through his ain gate, he forgot her altogether. He was awa' to get married, riding down the street with his fiancée, a wee blonde girl just out the egg. A craw and a hawk and a cushy-doo called his name and he turned and saw her at the gate. Her hair's off, her hand bleeding and she's naked yet. He fell off his horse and ran to kiss her. They say they got married.